Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been searching for someone to fill the void in your heart? Have you been searching for someone to take all your pain away? Come see a man who died so you can have eternal life. Come meet a man that loves you more than you'll ever know. Let me introduce you to a man, a king, a savior, a provider. My friend, I introduce to you.
Hello. Right for you.
And welcome back. You're listening to the second segment of our Holy Week services here at Rouse Ministries. And I'm Pastor Jay Rouse. I pray this day has found you well and truly blessed. And tonight, we are going to start off with the seven last words of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And what we will be discussing this evening, the title of this theme tonight is Forgiving Grace. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord now in prayer so we can move on and hear what thus saith the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father. We know today is Monday and, you know, we've gone and started our week off and started back to work and back to school and whatever the case may be. But, Father, we put all things in your hands, in your very capable, loving hands. And, Father God, we ask right now that you would prepare us for a word. Open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears, Father God, and help us to learn. Let us become sponges and absorb all that you have for us. This is the daily bread that you said you would give us. So, Father, we ask that you would feed us this day. Father God, continue to bless us. We reach out for the sick and for the mourning and the grieving and for those who are going through financial problems and those who are stressing. And, Father God, those who just need to be loved. Father, we ask that you would send the Holy Spirit to touch, to move, and to change lives in the name of Jesus. But more importantly, Father God, we turn this service over to you. Do as you will and as you see fit, because you are worthy and there is none like you. Father God, we give you all glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And Father God, we rejoice in knowing that you have a love that no one can ever take away. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, and for that we are truly grateful. But right now, Father, we ask that you would just have your way, send a word in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This is Awesome God by Alicia Ann Whitfield.
Making life a battle to be won.
Awesome God. He deserves some applause and some praise. Glory. He is the only wise God. That's what they say, who is able to keep you from falling. Amen. Praise God. And I'm so glad. I'm so grateful. And as we proceed into the Word of God, so He may feed us accordingly. Now, tonight's scripture is coming from Luke. Once again, we're in the New Testament. We were in Matthew, then we go to Mark, and then Luke is the third in the New Testament. And we're going to be reading tonight from Luke 23. So you want to get to the 23rd chapter. And the first scripture I'm going to read is verse 34, and then I'm going to read on further into there, okay? But I'm going to give you all a few minutes to try and get your Bibles. Now, for those of you who are online, can check out Pastor J. Rouse's page, and we've posted the scripture for you, praise God, so you can follow along. As I said before, it's always important for you to read, because if I say something wrong, you got to make sure you know the word for yourself. Amen? And that's the God that we serve, that He gives us knowledge and wisdom. And so we need to make sure we use it accordingly. Praise God. I'm going to give you a few more minutes. But in the meantime, if you ever need to reach us, please contact us at PastorJRouse@gmail.com. And yes, I'm on Twitter. You can contact me on Twitter at Pastor J. Rouse, or you could contact us on Twitter at Rouse Ministries. Okay? Feel free. We would love to hear from you, and certainly want to make sure that you're enjoying our services and keep informed of everything else that we have going. For those of you who may need a Bible, if you're within the North America area, you may want to email us, PastorJRouse@gmail.com, because we want to make sure everybody has the Word of God and has access to it. And we shouldn't take it so lightly, because there's so many who don't have and would do anything to get. And they treat their Bible as though it was the most precious thing they've ever had. Amen. Some say it's basic information before leaving Earth, so you better know it. Amen. All right. I'm going to assume you have found your position. We're reading. It's some short chapters. Chapter 23 in the book of Luke in the New Testament. Verse 34 reads, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. My, my, my. And then we're going to continue on down that page, and we're going to read chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, which read, he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Amen. Praise God. And right now we're going to hear about paradise as we prepare to hear from the Lord God Almighty. This is A Place in Heaven by the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Do I have a place in heaven where Jesus is the King? Do I have a place in heaven where Jesus is the King? Oh, my Lord, you are my Savior, my King and my Lord. Oh, my Lord, you are my Savior, my King and my Lord. I can hear the angels in heaven all singing hallelujah. I can
to the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Here am I, here am I, here am I, Lord. I ask right now, Father God, that you would use me and send a word so that we may all know more about you, be closer to you, and love each other more, Father God. But right now, Father, I take off the cloak of work. I take off the cloak of mother. I take off the cloak of daughter. I take off the cloak of Jeanette. I am but a servant, humbly here before you now, Lord. Remove anything that is not of you and fill me with thy grace and mercy. I look to you, Lord, and nowhere else. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Tonight we're going to start off with the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, we read some scripture earlier, but I've got to give you a little bit more background so you can understand a little bit more context of how these scriptures become applicable in your life, because that's what we do here at Rouse Ministries. We want to make sure that you can apply this to your situation. Now, tonight, we have labeled the theme, forgiving grace. You see, tonight is a scripture that is based on the topics of forgiveness and salvation. How? You will see. Now, I'm going to start reading. If you want to turn back to your Bibles, we're still in Luke 23. I'm going to read once again from the New International Version so we can understand this fully, and I'll begin reading at 26 so you can hear what happened, and then we will find out how the Lord wants us to apply this to our lives. Now it says, as the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, for yourself, and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, my, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.'" Then they will say to the mountains, "Fall on us," and to the hills, "Cover us." My word. For if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry? Now, two other men, both criminals, okay? Criminals. I use the term loosely because you'll understand in a moment. Two of these men, criminals, they were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, and in the traditional King James Version, it said Golgotha, they crucified him there along with these two criminals. And it doesn't say that in the New International Version. It just says along with the criminals. But you'll notice my wording, according to Pastor J. Rouse, these two criminals, we'll leave it there for now. One on his right and the other on his left, side by side, right beside him, one on each side, amen? Now it says here in 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Now, I'm going to explain this in basic English. The people that Jesus is speaking of are not the two criminals on the side, but the soldiers who taunted him and the people who wanted to crucify him and those who spit on him and beat him and whipped him, and they did everything they could to bring shame and disgrace to a man who had done nothing. Now, I know some of these movies that we see in Hollywood are a little graphic, but I'm telling you now, what they did to my Lord was nothing to be televised. Amen. Now, your average man would not have been able to endure a percentage of what they did to Jesus. But you notice he still is with them. And despite what they did, he still spoke up to God. He is on the cross, nails, spikes, as big as railroad spikes, in his hands and in his feet. Now, I have snapped my leg in half, and I have a metal plate and 11 pins in there. The pain from just breaking my leg alone made me want to pass out. Now, for them to insert the pins and the long piece of steel that's in my leg, they had to put me to sleep. This man was alive, and they took these things and just nailed him in, jammed them through his body, bone and flesh, right through to solid wood to make sure it was in deep enough in that wood that he would stay on that cross. My word. So now, these same people who are down below him, who have put him on this cross, and are down there laughing and hanging out, because you'll notice I read just here when it said, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Now, they did not put Jesus on the cross in clothing. His clothes were removed. He had something around his waist to cover his manly areas. But basically, he was unclothed. And the clothing that he had, they took those clothes and they didn't give them away. They didn't give them to charity. They didn't hand them to each other. They were gambling over my Lord's clothing. My word. Now, could you imagine? You are in so much pain. You've already been in pain because, remember, they had to get this man, Simon, to come and help Jesus carry the cross because he had been beaten up so badly and whipped so badly and was wearing a crown of thorns that were digging into his skull because they were taunting him because they said, well, if you are the king of the Jews, then we will give you a crown. And it was a crown of thorns. And they didn't just place it lightly on his head. They jammed it into his skull. So he could barely get up that hill carrying this massively large cross that Simon had to help him. So could you imagine how weak he already was and the pain that he endured when they put him on that cross? And he's still there. They're dividing up his clothing, and they're laughing and having a ball and gambling over his clothing. And he still says to them, Father, forgive them. And this is a King James Version because that's the one everybody knows. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, we know they know what they're doing. They are grown men. These are military men. The people who had taunted him, they taunted him because they wanted to taunt him. People, we have bullies in today's society, and they know what they're doing. And if they cause you pain and they enjoy that they cause you pain, they're going to continue to cause you more pain. But the key thing is, you have to learn how to forgive. If Jesus can endure what he did to see, enough to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What has anyone done to you that is so bad that if you can top off what they have done to Jesus, then I might say, okay, I can understand why forgiving is really hard. But come on, people. We get mad at the simplest little things and we will hold a grudge for a lifetime. And we won't forgive them, let alone pray that God would forgive them. Amen. We need to check ourselves. I'm going to continue reading, praise God. Now, in verse 35, it says, the people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. Now, you who listened yesterday, and if you didn't listen yesterday, you could still listen to yesterday's sermon. But I'm telling you now, this is part of the connection of how it all works. Because you see, he wasn't about to save himself because he knew he had a purpose and he had to fulfill it. And this was what he had to do out of love. I'll keep reading. It says, the soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar. I'm not talking like wine, alcohol wine or non-alcoholic wine. We're talking it's vinegar. And they said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, this is the king of the Jews. Now, I keep reading. Remember, we're dealing with criminals here, side by side on the crosses being executed and crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me keep reading. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, taunting him and said, aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. Now, he isn't worried about him really saving himself, but he figured if you can save yourself and you save other people, then save yourself and save us. At least they said, he could save himself. He didn't say, just save us. Amen? Gotta have the criminal mind. Amen. Praise God. I'll continue reading. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly. For we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Now you notice the Pharisees and all the men of God in the church and in the temple, all the religious believers, all the godly people who believed that they lived a religious life wanted Jesus dead and knew he had done nothing. The criminal on the side is now sticking up for Jesus. Amen? I say this and I point this out because it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. If Jesus can die for you, he is worth standing up for. Amen? You don't have to be a scholar to talk about Jesus. You don't have to be a preacher to talk about Jesus. You don't have to be an usher in the church to talk about Jesus. You don't have to be part of the children's ministry to talk about Jesus. You could be a housewife and talk about Jesus. And here's living proof. You can be a criminal and talk about my Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'll continue reading. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. My, my, my. The criminal on the side of Jesus defends the dying Messiah to the other criminal on the other side of Jesus. One is taunting him and the other is defending him. Who said we don't serve a merciful God? This is a man who was dying on the cross and said very openly that he knows that he deserved to be where he was, but Jesus had done nothing and looked to the Lord and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And my Lord said to him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. My Lord. I don't know about you, but I serve a God who is full of grace and mercy. You have a criminal. He is basically asking God to forgive him. He knows he's sinned. He knows he's done wrong. All he wants to do is make it right. He knows he's dying. He doesn't feel bad that he's dying because he knows he deserves what he got. But it is never, ever too late to ask the Lord to forgive you, and it will never, ever be too late. When God forgives, to allow you to be with him. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm going to go back to the part where we were talking about the criminals. You notice the Bible is structured in such a manner that it just simplifies things and says there were two criminals. One was on his right and the other on his left. People, based on this, if you know anything about storytelling, praise God, the real criminals were down on the ground, put Jesus on the cross, and were gambling underneath this dying man and casting lots over his clothes. And that just goes to show you, doesn't matter who you are, because sometimes those in power or have authority or have something or are somebody or been somewhere are not always the right people or doing the right thing or the best people. Amen. And then you have somebody who's done so much and knows he deserves so much what he's getting and still can take the time to stand up for Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you that God is a forgiving God. And I love these words when he said, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. If a dying criminal can be saved at the last moment, and if our dying Savior can stand there and ask for forgiveness for the real criminals who have done what they've done, tell me God isn't full of forgiving grace. I tell you, it doesn't matter what you've done. Forgiveness is a gift from God. He says, cast them, and he puts them into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. He doesn't remember your wrongs. He doesn't take notes of them. He doesn't write them down. You know what? God is not man or woman, because as men and women, we will write out every single wrong that anybody's ever done for us. It's gotten so long of a list that there are people who have done something wrong, and we can't even remember what they did wrong, but we still won't forgive them. That's what you call bitter. So you have Jesus right in the middle. And there's scripture that says, choose this day whom you will serve. I want you to picture this. Close your eyes and picture a large cross. And Jesus is on this cross. And on one side is one criminal, and he's still taunting Jesus. So we kind of know at the last moment, it says, choose this day whom you will serve. I guess we kind of know he could care less about serving God. Amen? And then on the other side of Jesus is the criminal who's asking for forgiveness. And he didn't just ask him to forgive him and to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. But the Lord assured him an ironclad guarantee that truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. I tell you this day. Choose whom you will serve. You could be the good one on one side, or you can be on the other side of Jesus and not doing right. Amen? But there's no in between, because Jesus is in between good and bad. There's no room in the middle. You have to choose. One or the other. And then knowing that he can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then he can really assure you that truly on your day that you depart, you will be with him in paradise. Amen. Amen. This is Oh, It Is Jesus by The Grace Thriller. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for making whole. Amen. They say that because you're not complete until you come back to your first love. Amen. And yes, your first love is Jesus. Until you are connected to the means of survival, the Alpha and the Omega, then you are not whole. You need to make that connection. You need to reach out. You need to not be afraid. You need to be bold to be able to just say, "Forgive me, Lord." Or, "I'm sorry, Lord." Sorry is a word that's so hard for so many to say. But you know what? Sorry can heal a lifetime of pain and grief. For those who are being bitter and living bitter, and they can't figure out how to forgive. Those you have not forgiven are going on. There, you are asking. You are bitter and angry with somebody who may have even done you wrong, who may have done some horrible things to you. But until you let go of the pain that holds you, you can't move on to the love that waits for you. Amen. Praise God. Remember, we said it simple like ABC. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe in the Lord God Almighty in heaven and earth who died on the cross, born of a Virgin Mary, and then dead and buried, and 3 days later arose again. And believing that he did it for you. And see, just confess that he is Lord. Amen. Lord over your life. Lord over your finances. Lord over your house. Lord over your problems. Lord over your joy. Lord over everything. Because you have everything you have. But for the grace of God. Amen. I invite you now. You don't have to say it and proclaim it. You don't have to be bold. It took me years to get this bold. Amen. Praise God. I'm still not even as bold as I should be in certain things. But I'm telling you now, there's nothing more positive you can do in your life but to hand it over to the Lord. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Just a murmur, just a whisper, or even a thought, because the Lord knows your heart. And if you strayed away, well, he went after that one sheep and left the 99. If you're a lost sheep, we welcome you back into the fold. Amen. But there's nothing like Jesus, and no one can love you like Jesus. And Jesus will teach you all about love and how to love, and more importantly, not to love others, but to love yourself first. Because when you love you, you learn how to love your neighbor as yours. Amen? Amen. And you know what? This is Stand Up for Jesus by Laos and Harmony.
The pastor has just made his altar call, but you're sitting down because you're too afraid to get up. God says it's time to make a stand, so stand up for Jesus. So long. And the thought of standing up, long gone. He never.
I'm
Jesus. Some nights, and then there were some nights.
And stand up for Jesus. I will stand for him. Will you stand for him? Amen. I pray you had a wonderful evening. Join us tomorrow as we continue with our seven last words of Christ for our Holy Week service special. And tomorrow is parenthood. Amen. Praise God. But until then, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God be with you till we meet again. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Tonight, tonight, tonight. Join the wild singer song.